Is it going? Oh. It kind of ruined it. That was a lighter, folks.
That was our attempt at sounding like the beginning of a Lil Wayne
track. We thought something cool was going to happen. We thought it was going to sound like a Lil Wayne track was going. We just heard the news of the Carter 5. What they say the date was? The 27th?
Oh, was it?
Yeah. September 27th?
I believe so.
So that's what that was supposed to be for. Celebration. Here it is again. That probably sounded like it.
I would say
we'll
so.
We'll see in playback.
Close enough.
Well, why are you coughing so much, Sean?
Air is a little dry out here.
Is it?
Just a little bit.
Just a little dry.
Ever so slightly.
You got some water?
I do.
Have yourself some water.
I will.
Moisten up those cores.
I'll just keep chatting the folks up while I take a sip. Or better yet, a gulp on me.
So, we have a lot to talk about for the past 2 weeks, was it? I mean, some of this stuff isn't even relevant, so I guess we won't spend too much time on it, but still, a lot of stuff happened in the last 2 weeks.
That's true. That's true.
Has it only been 2 weeks?
It might be a little bit longer, because I don't remember what... Like, the day it came out, maybe, but the day we recorded, I can't remember when exactly was.
So, what was the first day? Okay, well, life updates first. How you been doing, buddy?
It's been alright, actually. I'm being productive. Like, it's not like I'm balling now or nothing like that, but I'm making moves in the right direction. Setting myself up for some future success.
You're making $1 million moves?
I'd say I'm making $100 moves. Gotta start small.
Yeah.
Making $100 moves.
I'm making $20 moves over here. That's me. $20 moves. Just go one $20 bill at a time.
But here's the thing about that. I haven't been making them at the right time. Been on a horrible schedule. I'm getting shit done, but at the latest of hours, because I'm on a trash schedule. Let's see what else. Anything noteworthy that I'm not thinking of that I've done?
I don't know. Let's see. Nah, I mean, not to be...
Oh, well, you know like what that? I did that they don't know about that I feel like I can share? I finally got to buy and drink alcohol as a 21-year-old man.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty cool. It's not nothing special. It's not like how it's gonna be when I have my first time inside of a club. But it's cool. It was cool.
And to segue into me, you got to, for the first time, watch me get way more fucked up than you. And then kind of pick up the pieces after for your big brother.
Got to be a parent for a day, which I never thought I was going to do with you.
On wobbly legs at that.
That's true.
You did a good job.
I had the balance of like Hen and Barrow eating that combo from DJ Dillashaw. That's the wherewithal that I had. And you over there looking like Jose Aldo in his fight with Connor. So that's how we're gonna go to paint the picture.
Disrespecting legends, huh?
You or Jose Aldo? just paint the picture. So yeah, that's cool.
You didn't have anything. Let's hear it.
No, I was just waiting for you to cut in. I was gonna include something that didn't need to be included.
Include it now.
Fine. Just to mention what I was drinking in case anyone wonders. It was vodka. And that's one of my weaknesses. And I handled it pretty well. I did all right.
Well, thanks for that knowledge. As I was about to say, I'm pretty sure if I'm thinking back correctly, in chronological order, the first thing that I probably should mention is that your boy was struck by a car.
Ooh, that's a good place to start.
Got hit by a car. Not in a car. I was not in a car. I was on a bike. Damn. I got smacked. Car on body. Hurt. Hurt like a some bitch. But I wouldn't be me if I didn't have crazy shit happen to me in my life and then live to tell the story about it. And people just be like, man, Javon has the greatest stories. It's not that great of a story. I was riding a bike down the sidewalk. A guy was coming around the corner. And I thought he saw me. Apparently, he didn't see me. Apparently, he was looking the other way. And came out to make a right turn. Smacked.
Pow.
Pow. Yeah. Whole left side of my body destroyed.
This man, I just want to tell y'all something. He can give you more on the story.
Well, not destroyed. Not destroyed.
No, no, no. But
should have been destroyed, though.
This man walked in limping. He looked like he had been through a war. Keep in mind, I don't know if you said that already. Maybe I wasn't paying attention. He worked a shift after being smacked by a truck. Yet.
Didn't get to that part. So, yeah, this was on my way to work. I ride my bike to work. I got hit, like, at the beginning of the parking lot where I work. So, I went to work. My bike was totaled, by the way. Bike was totaled. Rims all bent up and everything. And went to work. And when I got there, people were like, oh, you're definitely not working today, right? Like, you need to go to the hospital, don't you? And what did I do? I worked. Whole shift. I pulled in Aaron Rodgers, y'all.
He pulled in Aaron Rodgers.
Week one against the Bears. Knee limping, but still doing my damn job.
Getting it done. And
everything else has kind of been just, I don't know. Feel like it doesn't apply. I went in chronological order, not apply. It doesn't amount. I went in chronological order, but I probably shouldn't have led with getting hit by a car. I should have built up to getting hit by a car.
I think so.
Because nothing compares to that.
But then again, if you tell any trash stories right now, we have sympathy for you because you were blasted by a truck.
True. Wait, so is this the episode where I can just say the meanest shit? I don't think so. I think you're trying to lure me into saying mean shit on the air. Where are we at now? We're at 8 minutes. I just got to keep paying attention because I feel like we're going to have technical difficulties here.
I wouldn't.
So keep an eye on that, please.
Wouldn't be surprised.
But what was the other update? I don't know. Nothing really happened. The things that have been happening have been in the news, don't you feel?
I'd say so. Some wild things. What have we spoke about since the last time we were on here?
Well, Triple G and Canelo.
Ooh, that's a good, yep. Let's get into that.
Let's talk about that
right
a
off
bit.
The bat.
I feel like it's...
This could...
It might be a little irrelevant, especially by the time this airs.
Yeah.
People might not care about it anymore, but
hey, they can't say we didn't talk about it.
I feel like you had some pretty strong opinions on that. You had pretty strong opinions on that fight and the outcome, more importantly, of the fight.
So here's where I'll start. That fight, I felt that Canelo won. Just going to jump straight to that statement. After saying that, I'm going to let everybody... I mean, I thought Triple G won. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Let me rephrase that.
You completely switched it up on me.
Thought Triple G won. I'm gonna follow that up by saying, I am a Canelo fan.
This is true.
That's my dude. Nothing against Triple G's. Actually, he's pretty excited himself. Canelo fan first. Bigger Canelo fan as well. Now, if I'm looking at the rounds, I can't remember exactly how I scored it. But I agree with the narrative of some people that it seemed like... You could say first half, a little closer to Canelo. Second half, Triple G, with it being like he has the greater half, or the greater amount of rounds, you know what I'm saying? When it all added up. Which is funny, because the judges, didn't they have it somewhere reverse of that? Like, towards the end, Canelo was coming back? That's how the judges had it on the scorecards. Like, the last three rounds.
I didn't see the judges' scorecards. Are you talking about the... I can't think of his name, but the one of the ring announcers, one of the announcers...
That guy, at
ringside,
yeah.
His scorecard... Yeah, his scorecard was funny, because at one point, I think in, like, round eight, they, you know... The main broadcast team threw it over to him and it's like, hey, who do you have winning this fight so far? And he was like, I have no idea. He was like, every round has been too close to score. Confidently, at least. And so he pretty much said that after scoring eight rounds that it could easily be the other way around. And for the most part, your score was following his, but in different rounds. I remember that happening. I watched the fight twice.
That's true. I will say I did not, I only watched the fight and I watched it not in the best quality. So if there's anything
that's true.
I have to say about it that's incorrect.
See, I watched two versions. I watched the actually pay-per-view version because I was at someone's house and they ordered it. So I watched the live broadcast. Then I watched with you the bootleg YouTube version.
The cheap version.
Yeah. And I'll say that the first time I watched it, well, let's be clear. The first time I watched it, I was actually really high. Really high. And the fight was just It's just epic to me in general, so scoring it became quite the chore.
That's true. That was an amazing fight. I really enjoyed that fight.
So, but the first time, I was leaning towards Triple G. But before I say that, just know that I was leaning towards, but in my opinion, even though the first fight was a draw, I've said this to you, I think. The second fight was more of a draw to me than the first one.
Yeah, you did say that.
Because to me, the first one was a little more clearly Triple G. You know, he was moving forward the whole time. I could see that happening. This fight was more of a draw because Triple G's jab couldn't miss. It just couldn't miss. It was like he was punching a huge surface, like the side of a barn or something. And Canelo is a good defensive boxer. He's a good defensive fighter. And he could not get out of the way of that jab for the life of him.
That's true.
It was just popping him. So accurately, so actively. He was leading with it. He was exiting combos with it. It was just beautiful work from that lead left hand jab.
He was able to spam it.
Yeah.
It was a tool. And Canelo
could see it coming. And he
kind of looked like he couldn't.
There was nothing to do about it. But on the other hand, Canelo did a lot of body work in the beginning of the fight. A lot of body work. Heavy body work. And he moved forward more, which there has to be credit for. There has to be credit for. The first fight, we believed that Triple G won because of his forward pressure, you know, and his work rate. But this fight, Canelo had that. He had the work rate. He had the
all
forward
rounds,
pressure.
Pretty much.
So
all rounds with the pressure.
I thought this was more of a draw, and the first time I watched it, I was thinking probably should have been Triple G. Probably should have been Triple G. However, the second time I watched it with you and watched it more closely, I gotta say, I understand the decision. This was not a bad... I know people love to crucify judges. They love to crucify judges, and everyone talks about... Everyone knows how corrupt boxing judging is. But I don't fully believe... I've heard that narrative... That this was another just corrupt boxing judgment. I don't think that it was. I don't think that it was. I think it was a hard decision for any judge to make. It was a hard decision for them to come to. And they came to the best one that they could see. Like the one that made sense based off the rules that they're judging it, the criteria that they're judging it on. So I don't think it was a corruption issue. I don't think it was a bad judging call. Like, oh man, judges are so inept. I think it was just a hard decision. Mm-hmm. It was a hard fight to score, and they just came to the best answer they could get to. So I stand by that. I kind of stand more by that now that Canelo won. I can live with that decision.
I mean, I can too, because, like, once again, well, yeah, I'm of a course. Fan. I respected both men's efforts and both men's abilities in that matchup. I just got to say, I was erring towards Triple G did win that, though. He kind of won that.
Yeah, it is hard.
But you can understand the ones that are really close like that. You can understand the ones that are really, you know, critical. But happy for my man Canelo.
Yeah.
Happy for my man
Canelo. So then after that, we'll fast forward through some of these a little bit. After that, that same night, remember there's the UFC Moscow card, the first ever one. We didn't get to talk about that either. Even before it happened.
But did we?
Or didn't we?
Did we make, I think didn't we made picks
we,
oh, on
we did
that.
Make picks for that one. Well.
It's funny because we ain't done that and we just made picks.
Yeah. But we were wrong about the one that we did know, which was Mark Hunt and Alexio Linick. Man, did you ever get to see that fight? Did you get to catch up and see that one?
I can't remember. Oh, yeah, no, I remember. He choked him, didn't he?
Yep.
Choked him quickly.
He choked him after he was kind of starting out on a bad, like, note.
Yeah.
He was starting out getting some big leg kicks landed on him. And then he ate I think it was a right hand that he ate. That was like, for one, was just a surprise that he was still standing. And he ate it. He didn't go down and he maintained composure and seemed to recover well. But he was being outstruck and it was looking like, oh, this is just, we all saw where it was going. It was heading toward a knockout. Next thing you know, the fight's on the ground. And
time is turning pretty quick.
When they call him the boa constrictor, you knew they called him that, right?
I did.
When they call this man the boa constrictor, he really is a human boa constrictor. He really is. Because as soon as they got on the ground, he latched onto him. His whole body, he just latched onto him. There wasn't, like, yeah, there was transitions. You know, yeah, there was obviously technique that was done. Mm-hmm. But the way, I guess just the fact that he, because of his size, the way that it looks when he latches on you, it just looks like he's pulling you.
Yeah,
pulling,
no, it really
pulling
does.
His body onto you. It doesn't look like he's a brilliant technician. It just looks like he's very physically strong.
Yeah. Strong and just wrapping you
which
up.
Which he is, because when he wrapped that choke up, oh my God, that was nasty. Like the squeeze they, for one, Mark Hunt has a thick ass neck.
He barely has a neck, so thick.
They made that joke before the fight. He said that, I don't even want to attempt to choke Mark Hunt because he doesn't have a neck. He doesn't have a neck. Really, he just has a head.
Pretty much.
Mark Hunt.
That man has a 1-inch neck.
Mark Hunt is a Samoan snowman.
What?
Because he's pretty, like, his head is just a huge round mass. A very big skull. No neck. And then his torso is a big round mass.
Yeah.
He, I never thought about that. It sounds mean. It might be disrespectful, but I still love you, Mark. You're still that dude. And that's, That really is what he is. Like, I know he had aspirations of fighting for a title in the UFC, and he got so close so many times. But he's a great gatekeeper, wouldn't you say?
He really is.
But I mean, like, a great one. Because a great gatekeeper in combat sports, like boxing, MMA, whatever, is kind of the equivalent of, like, a career upper mid-carder in professional wrestling. I know we have some people who, like, watch fighting and they don't watch wrestling and vice versa, but that's why I'm using those. A career upper mid-carder, someone like The Miz, you know?
Mm-hmm. And back in UFC terminology, or just what I was thinking of, also I feel like, yeah, he's not going to win a championship. We kind of know that. We kind of accept that. But he's not, though he's at that level where he's losing, he's winning sometimes, he's not, I feel like I don't look at him as being washed up like he needs to retire. He still looks good in there.
Well, exactly. Like in this fight.
There's just a lot of dudes who are a little bit more advanced than him. A little bit more well-rounded in areas that he has not yet rounded off.
Because when he loses, like violently, when he loses bad and decisively, it's always because of his grappling. Yes, he has been knocked out. We've seen him get knocked out. Verdum knocked him out. Overeem knocked him out, right?
Yep.
Dos Santos knocked him out. So there has been a few times, a few occasions, but even in a lot of those fights, the Dos Santos fight, the Verdum fight, the Overeem fight, he was winning at times in those fights, or at least competing very well. He was never just, like, blown out, you know what I'm saying? No one has ever, when have you ever seen someone come in, striking-wise, and just clean his clock? Just come in, put on a technical clinic against him. Have you ever seen anyone do it?
No.
I don't think they can. And he still, even in this fight, was still the better striker. He was still the better striker. So if you're that high level of a striker, even if you are 42, even if you are bad at grappling, and the fact that you're in the heavyweight division, you're that good of a striker, you're always going to be a threat.
Yeah.
You're always going to be a threat.
Hey, so, I was just going to say something. Is Mark Hunt MMA Rikishi?
Don't say that.
Is he MMA Don't say Rikishi? That.
You're so disrespectful.
With the blonde
hair?
And
I don't even know who you're being disrespectful to. Actually, you're not. I just don't want to laugh. I'm trying to convince myself not to laugh.
All right, fine. Let's get us back on track.
I'll admit, you're right. He is. But I can't believe you said that. I can't look at him the same anymore. Because I'm going to be... Now, I'm already picturing it right now. Mark Hunt doing the stink face to somebody.
Oh, my God. I can definitely see that.
I can see that so well. I can, you know what I can also see? After he wins, he gets a pair of shades and he puts them on.
And he does the dance.
And he does the too cool dance routine.
I can see it. No, I can see that too.
That's,
that would be pretty funny.
You've ruined him.
Hey, I just want to say this out to everyone out there, everyone listening. I lost it a little bit. Oh. Y'all heard that I said that. If you tell any one of them, tell them that it was a joke, and I mean no harm. Because I'm not trying to get clobbered by either of those two very large men.
Rikishi is my cousin. I've told you this before. Yeah, I've told you about this before. Rikishi is my cousin.
Look.
Pretty distantly separated, but like a distant. He's not, okay, I take it back. It's not my cousin, but he's some distant relative. He's a very distant relative of mine.
Okay.
So,
well, hey, look, Rikishi, if you just happen to be hearing this,
if there's ever a possibility,
just know
for me, you, and Rikishi were in the same room, I'm gonna instigate that.
Don't do that.
I'll be like,
because I feel like he'd be pretty dangerous.
You ever heard of Mark Hunt?
Hey, probably Uncle, he might be a fan.
Hey,
I feel
Uncle
like.
Rikishi.
Hey, Uncle Rikishi.
He's definitely not my uncle. That we know that he's not.
We
my
know
uncle.
That. Just know. It was only a joke. I mean, no harm.
I feel like Rikishi's the one you should be less afraid of, honestly.
Well, yeah, but I'm thinking Mark Hunt would take it more lightly.
Kill your ass. And you know what I'm telling him?
Mark Hunt would take it more lightly.
I'm going to say, hey, Mark. And he would be like, hi, mate.
Oh, my God. And then,
now he's going to be mad at me. Now we'll both fight him.
All right.
Okay, but I'm going to be like, hey, Mark. You know Rikishi? Now, I'm going to explain to him that whole situation that you said that he's the Rikishi of MMA. So he's already going to be pissed. But he might find it funny. He has good humor. Sense of humor. So he's going to be a little mad. He's like, all right. Don't get slapped, though. But he's going to be cool. I'm like, oh, by the way, I'm going to lean in and whisper into his ear. I'm like,
he's on steroids.
Wow. And then he's going to fucking kill you. He's going to tarnish your name. And you know why I say that, right?
Lies?
You know why I say that, right? Because every time they do any interview, every time I hear a Mark Hunt interview, somehow he's always talking about Brock Lesnar is a fucking cheater. And then so soon as someone cheats, who's the first person who has something to say about it? Every time we find out a new person cheats, he's always like, you fucking pussies. Cheaters, you should be banned for life. He has everything bad to say about cheaters. So he's already going to be mad about the Rikishi thing. And I'm going to be like, oh, by the way, he's on steroids.
Vaughn,
it's going to be over.
He's going to fuck me up,
It's going to be over.
He's about to... Oh, man, I don't want that.
You're never going to be the same again after that. You don't get to come back from those ones the same.
That's what I was thinking. You got beat by Mark Hunt, dude. You ain't about to look the same.
No. You're not going to be the same person. That's going to be a level of brain damage that changes your personality.
As I said, Mark Hunt, Rikishi.
As you said.
No malice.
But steroids, though. Yes.
No steroids either.
I'm not lying. Am I lying?
Dog. I'm built like...
No.
Right now, if I was on steroids, I'd be built way better. I'm built like... What's his name? He's on In Living Color.
He did that
thing with the small hats with Damon Wayans. He was the other one doing it.
David Alan Greer?
I'm built like David Alan Greer.
That's kind of disrespectful. Do you know how David Alan Greer's body looks?
Yes, I do.
How
that
do
man
you
is
know?
Flabby.
How do you
he
know
plays
how
on a
David
low budget
Alan
show
Greer
called
plays.
In the Cut or something like that. And he's
now you're roasting the show?
Yes. This is I'm taking this chance to roast.
Oh my
both.
God, really? We're doing this, you're just gonna be offensive? You're gonna be mean? We're only 30 minutes into this
and
you're
fine,
being mean.
I don't think anyone's that passionate off that show. All right. But
you're
he stars
fit
on
in
there.
Their fan base. You're gonna find out they had a huge cult
man.
Following.
Well, here it goes.
Niggas
pipe
are gonna
bomb.
Hate you.
Pipe bomb. He plays a flabby, what is he called? Barber. In what looks to be the TV show version of Barbershop. Movie was all right. I don't think it was good enough for you to be bringing a TV show out about it. I believe Cedric the Entertainer's in that.
Now
which
you're
is...
roasting the movie Barbershop?
Classic? Nah. You getting me all wrong. I'm just saying it wasn't that good, okay? It was good. I enjoyed it. Probably more
it's
than
a
you.
Classic movie.
Before
dude.
You try and put me on blast, I enjoy it more than you. Why are you coughing there? You good? Are you good, buddy?
Just had a little tickle in my throat. Ooh, I got another one.
Wow, that's interesting.
It's a lot. I know.
All you need to know is to jump back on track is right now I'm built like David Alan Greer. So no roids for me.
Okay. Okay. But answer me this, okay? I need to know this.
Okay.
Because maybe I'm losing my hearing. Maybe I'm losing my memory. But I seem to have remembered hearing you say that you definitely intend to do steroids later in life.
Well, I want to take that and return that to you and say that that was your statement and you're the one who said that. And I'm pretty sure we both remember that that's what really happened. I'm pretty sure you and I know that that's your original statement.
But I didn't really mean it.
Okay.
You did.
So you not meaning it? No, I never said that is what I'm saying.
Oh, you definitely said it.
No, I didn't.
When I said it first.
Oh, so you admit, oh, you remember it now. When I said it first. Oh, now you speak English.
Also endorsed that statement.
Okay.
No, you I personally didn't. Endorsed that statement. And then in my mind, I was like, oh, I was just joking.
Okay. But the thing about that is, I didn't say that. I just didn't. You said that, and I was like, oh, wow. And then we made that joke about the guy who's doing steroids but not suffering any of the factors. He's not suffering from baldness.
Yeah, so we had this story. We had this joke. Actually, we were going to make a sketch out of it.
We were. Right? It was going to be one of make sketches. A sketch.
We might still do it. It might. I think it'd still be hilarious.
I think it would.
Actually, yeah. If people tell us that we should do it, we definitely should do
it. If they recommend it, we'll do it.
We'll put it on the channel, but... We had this sketch idea of a guy who was interested in possibly buying some steroids.
Mm-hmm.
And he was asking the advice of another guy who had been doing plenty of steroids throughout the years.
Plenty of them.
And he was well knowledgeable. He was very knowledgeable in the subject. And so the guy was asking him like, oh, well, I've always wanted to try steroids, but...
I've been
afraid of the side effects. And the guy who's been doing steroids is denouncing all of the side effects. Like, in a list. Like, he's saying, well, I heard that it can possibly call, you know, early baldness.
Yeah.
It can cause baldness. And he's like, look at this. Full hair. Perfectly healthy.
Actually, I think I said something like, look at me. Long, luscious locks.
Why was he talking like that?
I don't know. It was black. So yeah,
he was like, my hair perfectly healthy, long, you know, it's full. Like, oh, okay. Well, the other thing was, I always heard that it could possibly give you like a squeaky voice, like it'd make your voice less,
yeah, less that was deep, the other
less
one.
Low pitch. And he's like, listen to me, listen to how I talk. He's like, my voice deep as shit. All-state guy. And then, what was the last one?
No, there's two more.
Oh, there are two more?
Because one was, it hurt, makes you break out with like...
Oh yeah, it gives you horrible body acne.
Yeah.
And he's like, clear skin. So he's just going in a list, mm-hmm. basically.
Of everything that he's...
And then when he said the last one, he was like, yeah, pretty much... All the side effects that you've heard about steroids, they're false. They're not true. And then the guy's like, oh, wow, okay. That's pretty cool. And it's like, except for your dick getting small. Like, that one's true. That one's real.
Which is not a good trade-off.
Like, yeah, it's like, but he was like, it's a pretty decent trade-off. He's like, I mean, look, I have the body.
Skin smooth, hair smooth.
My hair's good.
I'm advertising like, that I'm a pick. When really, nah.
Yeah, like, everything besides my dick looks great.
You get the bonus of exterior beauty, or the places where it counts.
So, we've spent a lot of time on Mark Hunt and Alexi Olenek, so I feel like it's definitely time to move on past that.
We were way off that, actually. We got pretty far off of that.
Took a ride on that one. But... I think now it's time to talk about some football talk. I can't remember. Okay, so the last episode.
That's going to be a new sound effect from when we're talking about football.
We talked about week one, right? We talked about how Aaron Rodgers lit up Chicago.
I think you're right.
Stuff.
Okay, yeah.
So 2 weeks of football have happened since then.
Three, I thought.
No, because that was week one, and week three just ended.
Oh, okay.
So. What? We can't, it's not, no point in, like, talking about the games, because there's been two of them. It's not, like, I can fully remember each game. So, talk about the state of teams, like.
State of teams?
The state of teams, and or, if you want, just the state of, like, the NFL right now as a whole.
Well, it's
like
kind of, it seems a little topsy-turvy, because there was a point in time, there's probably more points in time where you kind of can expect who's going to be on top. You can be like, they're doing this good this year. I'm sure they're doing this good year. Doing good this year. can't really say that this year, because right now, there is a deadlock in most of the divisions of, like, all right, who's popping up in this division? Who's doing big things?
The Browns are in second place. The Browns are in second place in the AFC North. You know how mad that makes me? That the Browns, that not only has my team been downgraded, not only has the Steelers lost its like value in that division, its pull in that division, so has the Ravens. You know what that means? I'm not going to be able to brag about dubs that the Steelers got over the Ravens, because like those are both bad teams. Of course, older people will know, but younger people arguing with them that the Steelers were once a great team in that division, they're not going to believe it, because they'll be like, well, the Browns are the second best team in your division, so you must not be worth that much.
And this might be walking right at the same path that you were just, you know, going on. But for me, in my football, my young football mind, one thing that just was kind of a standard since I was younger was for me to expect Browns, booty. Bears, booty.
That's not true.
Well, for me, just for when I started paying attention, Bears were kind of...
Damn, when did you start paying attention?
I don't know. You're asking the wrong questions. But going in with that was also the Dolphins. Well, my tongue is getting weird. The Dolphins and the Lions, which might be a little disrespectful, but those were just the teams I just came in knowing, yeah, they're trash. It was just a custom. It was a way of life for me. I just like, yeah, those are teams that, why would you expect them to win? Yeah,
I guess I never thought about it, but we got into football in like completely different eras. Oh, yeah,
definitely.
Completely different eras.
I wish I got it in your era, because there's no like NFL it's not the same anymore. Network where you can go look back at old games. Actually, you probably can. That's probably the thing.
You got into following it, like, I feel seriously?
Like in like 2000, let's see. I feel like when I was like 10, maybe 12 at the most, did I get in football? Started paying attention. Yeah.
But I know you got into it when the Giants beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl in 2007.
Whoa.
That's when you first like got excited about it. But I'm talking about to where you followed it independently. Like, I didn't have to let you know that there was a game coming up or something like that. That was more recent, right?
No, that was good. I'd say I was back in like well, let's see. Whatever year that would have been when I was 2013. So let's see. Maybe like 2010. That's when I finally was following it. Like, I'm invested for myself. And it might not have been accurate. It might not have been foregoing, because I can't remember as well back then. But those were just the four teams that stuck out to me as like, yeah, I don't expect them to win. Yeah. Any team I'm seeing going against them, I'm pretty sure they're going to pick up the
dub. When I first got into it, was like 2005. It was like 2005. But when that's when I got into it seriously. Like when you said 2010 is when you got into it seriously, just out of your own interest.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I got into it seriously, out of my own interest, was 2005. But like you, I'd gotten excited about it way earlier.
Yeah.
You know, like you said, it was what, like 2007, right?
Probably, yeah.
So, that's when, if it was 2005 when I got into it seriously, it must have been about maybe like 2002. So, you got to think, 2002 NFL, totally different from
today. Yeah, I think so. I definitely know that. I forgot what I was about to say, but yeah.
Can I say something, Sean?
Go ahead.
I got a break topic, I'm sorry. I have to come clean with the audience.
Oh, you sure about that?
I mean, why not?
You're right.
What were you thinking?
You are hearing helicopters going over.
Well, they might not have heard it in the recording, but there are helicopters flying over. But listen.
Sound like we're in war-torn Russia.
Maybe I shouldn't do it, because if you had a bad feeling about it, you think I shouldn't share this
truth I was just playing.
Listeners?
I was just playing because I didn't know if you were gonna go there and not.
I wasn't, but now I feel like we need to explain ourselves because I feel like we sound.
I was thinking that.
Yeah, we might sound a little.
Especially me. I feel like you're sounding normal. Like
ourselves right now.
I feel like you're sounding normal and I'm sounding.
The reason is, let me tell them.
Okay. All right. Sorry.
We might not be sounding like our usual selves right now. But the reason is because.
Yo, who invited Barry White to introduce this part of the segment?
Dude, can you let me.
All right.
Say my thing.
But you're talking about sounding normal while saying, we might not have been sounding normal, but. Really? Who told you to pour all that sauce on it?
Well, then that might be another reason why I'm sounding like that. Point is, listen. Point is, we smoked on the job, and I feel guilty about it now. We're high, well, folks.
This is one of those things I was telling you about.
I'm sorry. It's probably unprofessional.
This is one of those things I was telling you about.
Okay? I thought I know sports well, you know? I know them a lot.
You remember what I was telling you about? I was telling you. You get a pass because you were hit by a truck. So don't forget.
Dude.
Don't apologize.
I don't want to be known as a dude who got hit by a truck.
You're going to be for a while. Because anyone you haven't told, I'm about to tell. Okay?
That and I got hit by a truck.
Over mass media.
I
well,
got
mass.
Hit by a truck and now I'm all slurred and my voice changes randomly. Really? That's not how I want to go out. It's not how I want to be remembered.
I don't want to be remembered as wet legs. Okay?
And it all comes back to this. Yeah, let's open that up then. Let's
this
get into
is the
that.
Thing that.
Really? When will you let this go? That's your name
this
now.
This never should have been started. This is ruining our content at this point. Because now, there's just ever just the slightest wanting of me to vent about this that I have to do it.
You can't. Can we? Fine, do
all
it.
Right, let's no, get okay. To it. All right. Bottle it all up. Keep it inside.
Nope. Yeah, I don't want that.
But let's just remember. Who started this?
You. When you got your
no,
legs
it was them. Wet. Yeah, I'm talking to you guys. The viewers. Who decided, oh yeah. Let's
promo
label
alert.
This man
promo
wet
alert.
Legs. Let's ruin his whole career. What rapport does a rapper have with the nickname Wet Legs? How can you respect a man when wet is in his name? Women don't want their men wet. That's not a... I hope I have a wet man.
There should be a rapper named Wet Willie.
Not at all. Is that Will Smith's comeback name, what? Wet Willie? Nah, homie.
This alter ego.
I think this will be the last time I mention that, but let's just remember what you guys did, all right? Let's not forget about that. Actually, didn't I say when the podcast went off, when you announced that we were going to vote on the name? When it went off, didn't I say, I'm trusting in you guys to vote the right thing?
You did.
Chart back to
he
that, because I'm
he
pretty sure
that.
I said that. That means y'all heard that and was like, yeah, fuck him, we're voting for Wet Legs. I have no pull with
Sean,
these viewers. No pull.
You look at this from such a selfish perspective.
You're like one of the most over dudes. I'm Roman Reigns. They just still, they're not
you
with
have,
me.
You're looking at such a selfish perspective of this situation. You're looking at it as, why don't you agree with me to save me from having to get that name? Why won't you agree with me for my personal benefit, for my personal gain? What if they personally voted honestly, because they like the name Wet Legs.
But that's exactly my point. I asked you to vote not for yourselves. I didn't say vote honestly. I said help me.
Okay, but don't they have a right as humans to choose for themselves?
I mean, but if you support me, can't also be against me.
Wow.
If you're for me, you're for me.
That's pretty
kind of my stance on that.
That's a pretty stern way to run your camp.
But it's efficient, is what it is.
So this is definitely not a democracy. It's definitely not a democracy.
You said it was.
You're a dictator.
Boy, am I Putin? Let's not mention his name. Just for safety reasons.
I don't know. Is this saying stuff like that? I imagine you saying stuff like that on the news as the leader of their land.
Well, if just know, with guys, me, I mean no malice.
You can't be against me.
I have
me.
No malice. No malice. No, that was something you probably would want to reveal. We are toasted. Really quickly, just because we did say we were going to mention this, and this is some pretty fresh news. Poirier and Diaz are fighting for the 65 belt.
I said Poirier and Diaz belt.
Are fighting for the 65 belt.
That's, man, that's great. That's huge news. That's huge news.
That adds so much motivation for these two men.
Yeah. But I'm pretty sure they knew about it already.
I feel like they didn't. I feel like this is something they would spring on the last minute. I mean,
I'm pretty sure they knew about it already and they were just
probably
keeping hush about it. But
and these are two of the guys that I said would be tearing it up at 165.
To me, I had been wondering. I had been questioning this all along as to why Nate took this fight. Because he had been very clear about the fact that he wanted a lot of money. He had been very clear about that. That I want to get paid. I don't have any reason to come back. I want money, and I want an opponent that excites me. That was basically his two demands. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He said that no one was entertaining him in the UFC at the moment, so he wasn't ready. He wasn't like in a rush to come back. Then he also said that when I do come back, I want to be paid sufficiently. And I kept thinking, is this the payday that he was hoping for? I don't think it was. I don't think, like, this was the one that, oh, this is the big money fight to make. So I was surprised the whole time. I was like, why did he choose this fight? Was he that impressed by Dustin that he thought that that could be a huge fight, which I was excited for? But I had been just a little, like, hesitant to believe in. And now I believe it. I believe that that's why he came back, because they offered him a championship. They're like, this will be a payday, don't worry. It's not going to be the one you asked for, but we'll sweeten the pot by putting a new belt on the line. We're going to create a belt just for you. I'm pretty sure that's what happened. So, that's pretty crazy.
I want this. I wanted this. I remember, I think I said this on one of the last episodes. I really am pulling for Dustin. I think it'll be a tough fight, but I'm just pulling for Dustin because I'm a really big fan. I've been singing his praises for a minute as he's been growing.
Are you a Diaz hater, bro?
Nah. I feel like both men deserve it because
are you gonna get a bunch of?
He's been waiting for a belt. That man's been waiting for a belt.
Tweets
at he gets you dubs.
Saying War Diaz now.
I don't think so.
They be serious.
They are pretty wit.
They be serious.
They are pretty wit. They're pretty about it. But I really feel like both of these men have been close to the title shot so many times and been grinding that they both deserve this. I just feel like...
Well, Nate has had two title shots.
Yeah, he's had two title shots. Dustin hasn't had a title shot. And he's been on a steady climb. And he's been at so many points where he actually was lined up to get a title shot, but something will always happen.
True.
He'll either take a really bad, poorly timed L.
Yeah. He, for the longest time, what was happening was he was taking, like, the worst L's you could take at the worst times of his career.
Yeah.
Because when he was losing, he wasn't losing in a way that was like, oh, that was a pretty close fight. You know, he was losing the way, like, he was getting finished. Got knocked out by Conor McGregor.
Mm-hmm.
He got knocked out by Michael Johnson, you know? And he took those losses at the worst time that he could take them.
Those were both pivotal fights for him.
But then he started to win all the fights at the perfect time.
Yeah.
He was winning them at a perfect time and against great opponents. So, yeah. Can't. You know I'm a huge Nate Diaz fan. So, Dustin's awesome. Like, love his fighting style. Always, as I always say, he always has an exciting fight. Never been in a boring fight. And he's a cool guy, you know? But Nate Diaz is an OG. Nate Diaz been around for a minute. So I got to cheer for Nate.
Well, all right. What's your pick, though? That's who we're rooting for. Who you pick? Let's hard. Do that since we do typically do that.
That's pretty hard. This is going to be subject to change. Because
I have not picked yet either.
This is going to be subject to change, but right now, I'm picking Dustin.
It's funny because I came up with that, I think, a little before you were able to make your pick, and I have Diaz.
Picking Diaz. How it always goes for us. Mm-hmm. We always pick the opposite person, especially in main events.
Except for when we're betting. Whenever we're about to bet, we're like, oh, you're picking him?
You're scared. When you're scared, you make different decisions.
Oh, you might be scared.
Yeah, I'm not trying to lose money.
I have faith in myself. Wait,
so you got Diaz.
Prediction guy.
This is,
I got Diaz. I'm feeling like, because we're also seeing photos of him posting, he's boxing. He's in there boxing.
Oh, yeah, he's boxing.
And Dustin Poirier, he's got clean hands. He's showing us that now. He has clean hands. He has some clean movement. He's pretty clean with his angles. His defense looks, you know, I'll use lack of a better word, cleaned. And he's good with it. But I'm thinking Diaz, he only has a slight reach advantage, I think. But
yeah, actually, it's weird.
There's only a slight reach advantage, I believe. But I'm like feeling like his angles and his pressure. I feel like Diaz has faced dudes kind of like Dustin before. And it's something about that pressure that can become a lot because...
I disagree. I don't think he's in terms of pressure, yes. But in terms of, like, size?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I don't agree. Who's the tallest person he lost to? Michael Johnson?
He won.
No, he got knocked out by Michael Johnson.
Nate Diaz?
No. I was talking about
Poirier?
Yeah, Dustin.
No, yeah.
He fought Michael Johnson. He lost to Michael Johnson. Mm-hmm. And Michael Johnson's only like 5'10 or 5'11.
Yeah, no, I was saying Diaz has fought someone like Poirier before.
Oh. With his pressure is what you meant, what you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I assume you're talking about Diaz because he's the higher pressure fighter.
Well, yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. He's faced someone like Poirier before. I don't know if Poirier is ready for Diaz's pressure.
Oh, okay.
Because he's going to be providing... Sorry if I didn't speak that very clearly. I think he's going to be providing a lot of pressure, and I think that might be a little difficult for Poirier. Because he has cleaned up his defense, but how clean is it? And how long can it be clean? We know Diaz is there for rounds. We know Dustin Poirier... Though Dustin looks to be in pretty good shape, how good shape is he in?
I mean... You look at his fight with Pettis, that was a war of attrition. He won that fight strictly on basically just physical conditioning. He was more durable. He was more energetic as the rounds went on. He looked stronger. You know what I'm saying? And that I think that fight went almost 4 rounds. So... I think his conditioning is there. I think he can hang with him.
What I will say, the thing that interests me most in this fight is that I'm like, what are our chances of a knockout? Because I was thinking about this. I think they're actually pretty good. I think Dustin Poirier will have 3, maybe 4 good, if it's a 5-round fight, I'm calling it, in a 4-round fight, he'll have four big chances that I'm seeing he could drop Diaz and have us like, oh, or big moments where he rocks him. I could see that happening. Not so much because of his power, but I think his power combined with the fact that he's cleaned up his striking.
The most exciting question about this fight is that...
The exciting question that it, you know, begs for me is Dustin Poirier going to knock out Nate Diaz? And that's always a good question. Plug in anyone's name. If you say, is blank blank going to knock out Nate Diaz?
So you realize that's what I was just talking about, right?
Yeah, I know that's what you're talking about. You're
doing me like Archie did, what's his name?
Sean, no, listen, I'm not, chill. I'm saying that, yeah, I know that's what you're talking about. But, what was I going to say? He might knock him out. Something that we never see. We never see anyone knock him out. He's been knocked out once by Josh Thompson with a head kick. Just crack-how right to the forehead.
Yeah.
That's the only time he's ever been knocked out, I'm pretty sure. He fought Connor. He did get dropped, what, two or three times? And in boxing, that would be a knockout. But in MMA, you still have a chance to fight. And that's exactly what he did against Connor in that second fight, you remember? He don't get knocked out. His chin is just incredible. He's very tough. So that's always a hard question to ask when Nate's fighting someone. But the reason this one's more intriguing is because the way of that Dustin has been winning all of his fights. Knockout, knockout, knockout. That's what makes it more crazy. Because like, if someone can do it, it's probably Dustin Poirier. He hits, I mean, if you're talking about punching power in that division, he's got to be up there. He's got to be one of the top names in the division.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, Connor. Obviously, everyone knows Connor's power. But then, I mean, is Dustin next? Dustin's probably the next hardest-hitting guy in that division. Can you think of anyone else? Yeah, so...
And I feel like he might be more powerful at the 65 division.
That's also quite a possibility. He might pack more of a punch at the higher division. Might be a little bulkier.
I think so.
Because it definitely seemed like you saw a difference in his power from featherweight to lightweight.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a big difference in his power. He was hitting guys. He was hitting guys hard. And he was finishing fights still. So he definitely, you knew he was a hard puncher. But once he moved up to lightweight, there was a difference in his power. Like, he was sleeping guys at lightweight. He was hurting guys. He'd wobble them at featherweight. Maybe sit them down occasionally, you know. But at lightweight, he would hit him and the fight would be over.
Yeah, yeah.
So, could at 65, trend. Yeah, he might be even more powerful, or at least just as powerful. And, man, that's going to be a good one. I know right now all the buzz is Connor and Khabib, which we should probably finish on here. But all the buzz is for that, because that's what the casual fan is going to watch because of Connor.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, some casual fans are going to watch Diaz and Poirier too, but I feel like that's more of a fight for big-time fight fans.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I feel like it's not going to get as much coverage.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's, for me as a fight fan, probably just as exciting of a matchup.
Hype, and it really should. It is a little bit of a shame that it's not advertised more. That is pretty big.
Well, it is the next one. They can't like step on the toes of this one. They want to make this fight with Conor and Khabib the biggest payday possible.
I'm sure there'll be more.
But yeah, so that's what we'll finish on. Conor and Khabib,
the press conference of a lifetime. It was like once in a lifetime, but only as a. It's just a press conference.
How'd you like that? How'd you like that press conference?
I don't know if this is how people normally word it, but it was a good performance by Conor McGregor. And I'm not saying in terms of, like, acting and some shit like that. great performance. If you ever wanted to see, man, I wonder what it would look like if someone completely just was doing their best to drill inside of someone's head with their words. That's what that was. That was him giving full-fledged, full wholeheartedly of an attempt at getting inside of his mind. It's kind of debatable on whether it worked. Feels like some here or some there. But stands the fact to say he put everything on the line while promoting his liquor.
That's,
his whiskey. He's like, I'm going to drill into your psyche and promote myself. I'm bigging myself up and driving you crazy. That's what I'm doing. That feels like, that sounded like Drake lyrics, kind of. But, that's literally what that showcase was. And he did it all while being wild,
and
being
tipsy. And he did it in an odd, like, room, an odd energy to the room, because there were no fans there. So it was just a weird, like I was telling you then, it's weird to speak in front of a silent crowd than it is to speak in front of an active crowd.
Yeah.
So, and these people weren't there because they were really fans. They were just there because they're doing their jobs of covering sports. So it kind of had a different mood to it. You know, we even felt it. I said it felt more intense, like I was in the room with them because it was so quiet.
Yeah.
But for them, it probably felt weird.
It probably did.
Because they're just up there taking questions. So he still was able to, like, perform in his usual fashion despite the odd energy in the room from there being no fans. So, yeah, it was pretty exciting. And to me, it only made me more excited for the fight.
Let's just say this. Let's say this for the people who have it up to debate. What do you think after seeing that for Khabib's mental state? Do you think he was affected at all? Because I have seen a couple different things.
And you said that you believe that he is?
I said I believe, if at all, not too much. Not as much as others might think. I think he got to him for a moment, but I think it's a level he can shake off by the time there's the fight. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I have to ask you, what do you think? Do you think he affected his whole mental state enough for it to be an advantage in the fight?
I wouldn't bet on it, no. I wouldn't bet on it.
It's a little different than what you said at first.
Yeah, but like, if it was serious, if I could believe it. I could definitely believe it, but if I came down to me losing money over it, it's not worth it. I wouldn't bet on him not being affected at all. So, but what do you think?
I don't think so either. I think I've seen a couple things where people are saying, you know, well, and originally you were saying he got messed with pretty hard. Erring in the side of, yeah, Conor, like, for instance, Fox News. I walked into my room the night after I saw that, and I just happened to be catching an article. They were really painting it as Conor and then messed this man's mind up.
Oh, wow.
Like, that's how they had it on a split screen, showing, like, Khabib's reactions to everything, and Conor, you know?
Yeah.
Getting all up on him. So I feel like that's the narrative Fox was trying to paint a little bit. But, lost myself a little bit there. I don't think it affected him enough. I think it may have seemed like it, but I thought it was mostly frustration with the fact that he's trying to barely say anything, but Conor, it's too hard to not respond to any of it. You're gonna get goaded in. You're trying your best.
Yeah.
And you're gonna get goaded in. I think it was mostly frustration from that point. I don't think it's enough that come fight night, like I said, he still has full self-belief, you know? And I think he wasn't fucked with that much overall. Excuse my language.
Yeah. Well, we're at 1 hour and 4 minutes. What should we do? We got a little more time left.
You know what I wish we had? I wish we had a sample around this part where we can fade in just one time for the fun of it. We can just fade in closing time. You know, like
Something, I get it.
Well,
you people probably got it at first, and you're probably losing them now by the way you're saying it.
Pitch me an idea on what you think of that. Towards the closing moments.
I don't like it that much.
It fades in, kind of. I wasn't talking to you. It's about the universe, okay?
Well, don't. I mean...
The peoples, what do y'all think of me? Not me singing. I'm not going
to
be one
singing.
We can't
leave everything up to the people to decide.
Oh, we left Wet Legs up to the people.
Oh, really? And once again...
Look, tell me what you think of us fading in closing time, all right?
First off, you
will depend on how much
you have to pay for that.
It's a clip. You can just fade in a little clip of closing time.
Please don't do this.
I'll put a poll out. But with that being said, it is closing time, more importantly. So
that's what you use to buy time. That was your plan.
Time.
That was your plan to waste time.
Look, I don't know about you.
Fake poll.
I don't know where I am. All right.
Oh my goodness! This was going decent.
So let's end it decent, okay? Let's go get everyone plugged in to our medias. Go ahead and get plugged in to Yvonne's medias first.
My social medias.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Twitter.
Do you really say Twitter?
Twitter.
Okay.
Twitter.
Twitter.
Twitter. At Javon, @Javon _ Kamala Y.
Oh, you sounds very professional. Continue.
This is on my resume. I don't do any of my other social medias, right?
Painfully tight. You do all of those.
Yeah, I know. I was just like, I don't do my Instagram. I don't
think so. Unless
yeah,
you just...
Like, I don't really want people to see that. But obviously, yes. Everything Painfully Tight is going to be at Painfully Tight on Instagram, on Twitter, YouTube,
mm-hmm.
and the website, painfullytight.com. So, throws it to you. I just want to know, before you plug in with your social medias, may we please be graced with a wrap tonight?
I will do my best if you all trust in me. Now, as far as my plugs, don't know if you care or anything like that, but you can catch me on Snapchat, SeanC150, snapping it up. Probably going to see me drinking or something, making you feel like I'm
a low-class
citizen.
That is what you show the most on your Snapchat.
But what can I say? I've been waiting to turn 21, all right? I've been waiting for this. If you want me on Twitter... If that's how you want me in your life, I'm going to go SeanJohn1010 at SeanJohn1010. There you are. At me if you're mad about anything I said in this episode. And
if you just want smoke from the internet.
If you happen to be one of those people who think, hey, I think this guy can rap, even though he won't let me hear his music, then you can catch me on SoundCloud at Black Cash. That's BlackCCA$H.
And just to say something real quick, I'm glad that was the last thing you mentioned because I want to let you know. Today, I had to wake up really early.
Oh,
to
go
work.
He's about to get into the salt.
I had to wake up really early to go to work.
Save this for the whole episode.
And I just want to see how it would work. And I set my alarm tone to be super hentai. Because, folks, I have a recorded version of Super Hentai that I want.
Wait, what?
That I want you to let me post.
Wait, what?
And I set it as my my alarm tone to wake me up. And may I say this, I love it already. It's going to be my alarm tone for a while.
Wow. Wow, this is like better promotion than the proper 12 at the press conference.
So, your song, Super Hentai, is da bomb, dude.
I appreciate that.
It's the bomb, so maybe you'll consider letting them hear it. I know it's not a great quality version. The reason he doesn't want y'all to hear it is just because the quality isn't great. That's really the only reason. Because after hearing it, it's a great song, y'all. Should definitely listen to it if he lets you. You have to become his friend and then like slowly work your way into having a serious relationship with him.
Wow.
For the chance. For the chance to get to listen to the song. Only two people have listened to the song, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Just me and Neo, right?
Oh, well, Shamar said he heard it as well, but he like overheard it.
Yeah, so I don't know if that counts. Overheard it.
Is that like when you're playing music through your phone and you flip it over in your bed?
But I just want to throw it in there. Just want to let people know it does exist. Super Hentai does exist. Just we got to find a way to make him happy with the production quality. But I will let you segue into... I mean, now I probably shouldn't have done that. Because I set you up.
Yeah, that's why I kind of was just looking because I'm like, wow.
I'm sorry about that. Because I just talked about how great Super Hentai is. And then you might bomb this freestyle.
Might do something that's like...
You might just like, bomb.
Nah, I'm not trying to hear that.
All right, well.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but pressure's on, so perform.
All right. Yeah. Yeah, my lips dry every night. Eyes tight, not tie. Who's the greatest? Me, why? Jump, how high? Every single night. Shine, bright. Everybody like it because it's all right. This has been painfully tight.